Today, the mortgage stress default disconnect. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, where I've noticed post covering finance and property news. Well, according to the AFR, Australia's red-hot jobs market is preventing the country's most indebted borrowers from falling behind on their home loans, as internal bank research reveals nearly one in five borrowers may be in mortgage stress. While unemployment nationally was at 3.7% in August, unemployment among homeowners was likely almost non-existent. But markets ascribe a 3 in 5 chance the RBA board will deliver one more rate rise by the end of the year, amid concerns about persistently high inflation in the services sector and a stubbornly strong jobs market. Strong employment growth and nominal wages increases have insulated borrowers from some of the financial pain caused by high interest rates. About 18% of loans across the country have a high repayment burden, defined as spending more than 30% of household income on paying down a mortgage, according to the internal RBA research released under Freedom of Information laws. That figure was well above the 14.5% recorded in the 2021 census, when the cash rate was 0.1%, although methodological differences may contribute to the difference. But interestingly, the Australian National University Associate Professor Ben Phillips said mortgage stress was probably as high as it has ever been, if defined as spending more than 30% of households' income on a home loan. But most households, because employment is so strong and unemployment is so low, they seem to be coping, he said. While unemployment nationally was 3.7% in August, unemployment among homeowners was likely almost non-existent, Mr. Phillips said, putting it somewhere between 1% and 3%. Things that really matter, like arrears and defaults, still seem to be very low, so mortgage stress doesn't seem to be having any sort of major macro implications for the economy at this point, apart from the fact that people are probably adjusting their spending elsewhere, he said. If interest rates stay high or go higher, then that will be a problem for some. But I think the state of the economy and unemployment in particular is probably the key for trouble with the mortgage market. Now, according to the RBA, the financial situation was worse amongst the poorest quartile of borrowers, about 45% of whom had high repayment burdens, up from 25% before the first cash rate increase in May 2022. Sydney and Melbourne, as well as rural areas in Western Australia and Northern Territory, recorded the highest proportion of households in mortgage stress. And the Australian Financial Review's quarterly survey of economists showed half expect one final rate increase to 4.35% this year, while the first rate cut was pushed back to August 2024 from May 2024, given the stubbornly strong jobs market and persistent inflationary pressures. ANZ senior economist Adelaide Timbrell said she expects a hawkish pause from the RBA. While much of the lift in inflation reflects volatile items such as petrol prices, which we think the RBA can look through, there was also a little more inflation in other parts of the basket versus our expectations, she said. For now, we still see the RBA on extended pause, but signs inflation may be running a little higher than expected are consistent with the risk we've been highlighting, namely, if the RBA moves this year or early next year, rate rises are more likely than cuts. Mr. Phillips said analysing the effect of interest rate changes on household balance sheets was complicated by the fact Australia does not have meaningful or regularly updated measures of financial stress. Various measures such as arrears, insolvency, savings, and so on are partial measures or measures that are perhaps too late in the game, he said. Which, of course, comes back to the DFA market modelling, which I'm going to discuss in detail next Tuesday, because, of course, we do have the finger on the pulse. And I must tell you that the patient, in some quarters at least, is now in some danger. Stress is high, cash flows are under pressure, and if interest rates stay high for longer, this could lead to grief later, as I discussed in an earlier post. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.